if you were going to pour water or something in a real narrow necked bottle, what might you use to help you pour it?
A cloth.
If you were riding in a buggy and had horses, what would you use to make them go faster?
A whip.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put it in a
paper bag.
What do you call the bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
It's not a croaker bag. Some of them is croaker bags. And some is like these little orange bags.
Did you ever hear anybody talk about taking corn to the mill to get it
ground?
That's right. What about the amount they would take? Do you remember how they expressed?
Well, some of them would take a bushel.
And if you brought in wood, we used to bring in stove wood. What amount would you bring in?
You bring it in your arms and feel your back. You would have a box in the kitchen to put it in.
We were thinking about that yesterday, and we used to have to go out and fix little boxes so it would dry.
That's right.
Stove wood. Now, when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a
kerosene lamp.
When you carry washing out to hang it on a line, you carry it in a
tub. A basin one.
What do nails come in? It's like a barrel, but smaller.
A keg.
It says, what runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place? And
a band.
And
a hoop, I think
right,
what they call them.
Dresses have them to hold belts in right. place. That's more familiar to me than... And what do you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
Stopper.
All right. And the stopper might be made from?
Cork.
And what might you call a musical instrument that children hold in their mouth and play?
A harp.
There was one you picked. We used to pick.
It's called a juice hog.
And what do you pound nails in with?
Hammer.
If you had a wagon and two horses, what is a long wooden piece between the horses?
Share.
The steel outside of a wagon wheel.
The rod.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to?
That's a shaft, isn't it?